Well, how we doing?
Great. Yeah. Good. Thank you. Good.
So we just won $1 million. Is that set in yet, or what are we? You still in disbelief? What are we thinking here on Monday morning?
We said we were in disbelief till we got here, and you told us it was real. We've checked and rechecked, and where the tickets were sold, and we were pretty sure, but just still can't believe it.
Still had some doubts.
Yeah. And this happened last Wednesday, but you guys didn't actually know about it till over the weekend, right? Or right. Just start by telling us about that.
Saturday, I think it was.
Yes. We were coming up to my husband's class reunion, and we were making better progress. We didn't have reservations in his hometown till Thursday, so we knew we were going to get there Wednesday. We called ahead to see if we could stay at the same hotel, and they were booked. So he said we would just stop somewhere along the way on after Highway 80, I think he said.
Yeah.
So when we made the exit, there was a nice looking hotel right there. So we said, we'll just stay there. We went in to check to see if they had rooms, and they did. So we rented, we got a room, and then he said, I need to get gas. So let's go get gas. So he went in to get gas. I mean, he pumped gas, and while he pumped gas, I went in and bought $20 Mega Million and $20 Powerball. Quick pick. And then we went on and went to his class reunion, and the tickets laid there until Saturday morning. And Saturday morning, I decided I would check the tickets. So I have a little method to checking my tickets, and I checked the first three numbers and then the next two numbers. And when I went down through there on that line, the first three numbers matched. So then I couldn't help but look over to see what the next two numbers were, and they matched. Well, at this point, I'm just kind of freaking out, saying, come over here and look at these numbers. Make sure I'm looking at the right date and the right time, you know, that everything's right. And he's like, they look right. But I still had no idea how much it was worth. I didn't know. So then I went back a page and went to where it showed, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this says $1 million. I'm like, look at this. So we keep looking, and I keep reviewing the numbers, and all weekend that's what we did. And so then I start trying to look for articles, and then I found an article that said the winning ticket had been sold in Avoca at the station where our ticket is. I'm like, then it has to be us. It couldn't be. It's at the same town in the same place, and I think we've got the right ticket. But
have you ever done that well? It sounds like you've played Powerball regularly or once in a while.
Play Powerball and Mega Million when it gets up to about 70 or 80 million. But sure, the most I've ever won was $100. And normally it's $1 or $4 or $3 or something along those lines. So, no, we've never gotten close to this.
And does anybody else know about this yet? Are there family and friends, or you kind of kept it to yourselves for now?
We've told our three boys.
Yep.
But other than that, because we still weren't quite
sure
till we got here, and you guys confirmed.
So let's back up just a little bit. You were in a class reunion for Denison High School, right?
Denison High School.
Yep. So how long were you guys in Iowa before you moved to Texas, or what?
I left Iowa when I went into service.
Okay.
And I came back once. One time I came back for about 4 months, licking my wounds after losing, getting laid off and not having a job.
Gotcha, yeah.
I basically left and went to school in Oklahoma after the service, and stayed in Oklahoma, worked there for like 12, 15 years, I guess. And then we moved to Texas in 1987.
Okay.
And we've been in Texas ever since.
So you're not from Iowa then now?
No. Okay.
She's from Oklahoma.
Gotcha.
So you found this out Saturday morning, and you had a class reunion Saturday night.
Yes.
No indication to any classmates?
We still weren't convinced. I mean, honestly, we're thinking something could happen.
So you're sitting there trying to hobnob a little bit, but knowing you, where did you keep the ticket?
In my purse.
Yeah. You didn't set it down anywhere
night?
No, I stayed close to it.
Yeah. Signed it right away, I assume?
No. I just got a lecture on that.
Yeah.
How important signing. He tried to get, I'm like, it's okay, it's in my purse. But she said it's very important to get this.
So it kept next to you, but how late did you stay on Saturday night? Did you say, it might be time to?
Oh, we went back to the room about 9.
Yeah, we did. The old crowd didn't last too long. By 8:30, everybody's kind of looking for the door, you know.
Haven't slept too well, just, you know, and changed our plans. We were going home yesterday, and I sent an email to our accountant saying, I think this is what happened. I'm not sure, but what do I need to do? Do we need to go home and then come back? And he's like, no, this is where you need to go. You need to claim it in Iowa.
Yep.
So
you did all the right things in talking to your accountant right away.
Yeah.
So just kind of random chance that you're at that hotel, the gas station's
absolutely
right next door. Yeah.
Just because we couldn't get a room where we wanted it in Denison, so that just happened to be where we stopped. And
yeah. And I think we've talked about this before, but it was just a quick pick, right? You don't have any special numbers you play or anything,
no,
right?
No, I always do quick picks.
And we got big plans for the prize money or anything special, or what's the prize money going for?
I don't think we know yet.
I'm still in shock.
we're waiting for you to confirm we really won before we figure out what we're going to do.
I don't want to count my chickens before they're hatched, you know?
Did you ever think you'd be lottery winners?
No.
No. I mean, the odds are, what, millions to one? So, no. But you keep playing with the hopes that you'll be that one
sure
in however many million.
Do people think you're lucky?
I don't think so.
No.
I feel like I'm pretty lucky right now, except I really would have liked to have that number 9 instead of 20. Has that Powerball number.
Yeah. It's a pretty lucky trip to Iowa, though, right?
Absolutely. Good class reunion.
Yeah. So you're both retired, I presume, right?
Or, yes.
Yeah. What kind of occupations did you have before?
I was a corporate pilot.
Okay.
And I worked in a wholesale sales. We sold sinks and tile and faucets. We wholesale them to the people that install them for you.
Yeah. And you said you told your children, what was their reaction? Oh, you're pulling our leg or what? How did they react to this?
They can't believe it. And the one I called and I said, I've got some good news. And he's like, what, you won the lottery? And I said, absolutely. And he's like, no way. Yeah. Because he's always saying, we need to win the lottery. That's the only way we can all retire and
sure
enjoy the rest of our lives. Because he's always saying, this is our way out, you know, win the lottery.